Pachitya number 88.
八十八。尔时陀师尊在舍卫城，悉数几孤独园，其实六群比库，卧床以及皆入眠而坐。诸人来经舍参拜，见此而积嫌非难，何以杀人事死？知从住而坐也。宛如在家受狱者，诸比库闻诸人之非难，诸比库中少狱者非难。 何以六群比库之卧床而坐也？乃至诸比库汝等食卧床而坐也，实然。世尊，佛世尊呵责于人何以汝等卧床而坐也？于人慈悲令未信者深信，乃至诸比库汝等当如是诵此学处。若何比库卧坐卧床及已知而入眠者。 巴吉蒂亚，眠因起除。任何者，比库之一。若坐者，自坐或另坐，坐时，若坐得之而取眠。巴吉蒂亚，因自白忏悔。卧床者有四种之卧床，已知者有四种之已知。阿杰遮甲。 眠者有三种：眠、木眠、慢眠、草眠。自坐未成而自令，他人坐未坐成而令，而他人令坐成者。巴吉蒂亚为他人坐或令坐者，各坐，由他人坐而获得受用者恶坐。自坐牛带、牵牛、波带、绿水囊等等。
得他人之所作取出眠而用，痴狂者最初是犯行者。So if you finish Vinaya Pitaka, and then start Vinaya Kankavedarani, you tell others now. You tell others because others don't know. Finish Vinaya Pitaka.
Yes.
Ah, okay. Now you can now tell others now. Kanka Vidarana.
Okay. Okay. You go to school. Pass by. 我来念.
"在第六，于此盖上棉花为装入棉花，乃铺设乳套在填塞入棉花后上面，再把乳套缝封起来而说。" 因取出的值与打碎的解释相似，在沙瓦提六旬比库开始。
在另作《庄若棉花的故事》制定，共同制定有命令的四法新堕落，在做绷带、腰带、肩带、吊肩带、围肩带、锅带、绿水囊、枕头，获得了由他人做成所装入棉花再取出后而使用者以及供奉者的魔罪。这里的枕头只有能容头帕，质量是适合的，从喉底算起恩体，能容头大，质量名为宽，度在三边三角形，两角之间一张手又四指宽，在枕头中间宽为一拳肘，一肘又一拳，手肘到拳头的距离长度为一肘半或两肘。无病者只可以枕头垫头和垫脚，生病者则可以下面铺上几个枕头后上面盖上床单而躺卧。这里有此两种构成要素：装入棉花的床或椅子，为了自己而做成或另做后获得，其余当知之意所说的方式。Finish.
Okay. Now we have about the rule about bed and chair, no?
Oh, yeah.
Bed and chair. So, and the meaning is that the bed and chair should not be too high.This is Uchasaya. Uchasaya means too high. This is the rule about.
I can only translate one sentence by one sentence.、Huh? I can only translate one sentence by one sentence.
Okay.
Because I will forget.
Okay.
下面解释床和椅子。那么那个床不可以太高，床和椅子都不可以太高。然后太高的叫什么？叫那个忘了那个。
Now, regarding the height,、
mm.
the height of the bed,、
mm.
if the legs are very big,
very big,
very high,、cut.
Cut, yes.
A cut. Okay?
Yes.
Cut, if they are very high.
就是如果床的高度太高的话，就要把床脚锯掉。
So, how much height? What is the allowable height?、
Yes, yes.
Allowable height.It is, we can, I will explain this now, okay? Allowable height.
下面解释床的高度应该是多少是允许的。
Now it says that the rule is about Sugata fingers. Sugata fingers.
Sugata.
Eight Sugata fingers.
Yes.
Eight Sugata fingers.
Yes. 八个上次的fingers.
Fingers. This fingers.
八个指宽，八个佛陀的指宽。
Sugar the fingers. Now, eight sugar the fingers. Okay. For a normal person.
Yes.
It is one finger. I have to multiply it by three. All together 24 fingers.
Yes. 所以因为佛陀的一根手指的宽度是常人的三倍，所以八个佛陀指宽就相当于24个普通人的手指头的宽度。
That means one sugata finger equals with three fingers normal pair.
Yes.
Okay.
你刚刚已经翻了。就是我再给你翻一下，就是那个床的总高度不能超过佛陀的手指头八个手指头的宽度。佛陀的八个手指头的宽度是正常人24个手指头的宽度。
Okay. Therefore now we have 24 fingers. 24 finger means all fingers.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Sugata it is different measurements.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. All measurement.
Yeah.
It is.24 fingers.
Yes.
Therefore, we have to measure from the leg, for example, here, the chair.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to measure from here.
Yeah.
Four. You have to measure.
Yeah. Yes.
If 24 maximum. 24 is the maximum.
所以我们要去用自己的手指头这样去量那个椅子和床的那个高度。那么一共是24个手指头，不能超过这个高度。 如果超过的部分应该是截掉。
一二组，也来有24。Now, if we measure, okay.Measure from here, from the floor.
Yes.
We have to measure up to this point, frame of the bed. This is the frame. Okay?
Yes.
This is the frame of the bed. Up to the lower part.
Up to the lower
part of the bed. Okay?We have to measure.
啊，所以刚刚说的那个24指宽是指，其实是指从地板到那个到这个桌板的下表面的高度，不包括那个桌板的厚度。
You will do now. This is the frame.
啊
，OK.
OK.
This is actually you have to measure up to this point here.
OK.
OK. From the floor up to here.
啊 ，here.
Yeah, yeah, here.
Not here.
Not here, not here,
here.
Here, here.
Yeah. Not here.
Not here.
哦，算了，我们搞错了啊！就是量到这个位置是24指。
Okay. So because the frame can be small, can be big.
Yes.
That is irrelevant. We see the legs, the legs.
Ah.
Only the legs.
啊，所以24指宽只是特指。腿的这个高度，至于这个整个这个上面这个板的这个高度，还有这个横梁的高度是不计算在内的。
Therefore, we have to measure 24 maximum. Okay.
Yes.
Maximum 24. It can be less. No problem.
Yes.
Maximum is 24 figures.
所以最高是24指宽，但是多矮是没有规定的。
Okay. If it is, you see.25, 26,
okay? We have to cut. Okay? Yes. We have to cut. So, if the chair or the seat height is 25 or 26, it will be cut.
So, that is the spirit of the rule. This is the general meaning of the rule.
这就是通缩这个借条，对借条的通缩。
说 ，OK. Now you have any questions? We can tell them.
OK.
现在我们的大床啊，其实它小，就这点。它的那个垫子啊，床垫的一个槽啊，很高的。
哎 ，yes，
这算不算有问题
？OK，
就这个上面的脚大概4指都不到。
OK。
不用，它关通。
你的床是这样的吗？
啊？
你的床是那样的。
对，我就问一下，大多数都这样的。
现在
是什么
呢？So nowadays the modern style bed, the legs of the bed is only less than 4 fingers, but the cushion is very high. The height of the cushion, sometimes the cushion is as high as this. So the total height is very high. So, but the legs are very short. So.Is this allowable?
No, it's allowable. No problem.
Just for leg.
Huh?
Just for leg. 24 weeks. Just for leg.
Maximum.
Yes, just for leg. Not include
others. Not include others.
Okay.
No, it is. The frame is there. You can put here mattress. Mattress. Mattress can be big. No problem.
所以那个如果是上面那个横梁或者是桌板这个非常厚的话也是没有问题的。
So...Usually, now, if we stand, this is small, no? This is how many? Let me see, this is small. Legs, 4.
4.
Okay.
Yes.
4, 8. 4, 12.
Yes.
4, 16.
16, yes.
This is small.
20?
Maybe less than, yeah. 16, less than 20.
Oh, yes.
16, 18, 19, 19. Okay.
Okay. Very high.
So, not high. This is all like that. This is also
sure.
Four. Usually, if we go in the houses, the houses, sometimes people, they have very tall chairs, very high chairs.
Yes.
Okay? We do like that, we measure according to the knee. If you touch the knee like that, and you see that the legs are up to here, up to here, that means 24. If it is more here, that means more than
24.
So, 如果比膝盖的位置要低的话，它肯定是少于二十四指的。如果超过你膝盖以上，肯定是超过二十四指。
Therefore, now this rule you can tell me is connected to Samanera Sila. Samanera also.
Samanera also.
Samanera. Maha Uchasayana Mahasayana Vermani.
Sikapadan Samanera. Yes. 所以这条戒的这个该解释是适用于萨曼尼拉的那个不作恶告广大乘的那条戒的。
So, therefore, bhikkhus also.
Yes.
Bhikkhus also should keep this precept. You can tell. Bhikkhus also have the same precept.
这条戒通于比库和萨曼尼拉
的。Even more strict, because more strict also.
Most strict.
More strict because now I guess he, now, I will explain. No, because now because if they get this, they have to cut.
Yes.
They have to cut. No. Yeah. Therefore, this rule is more strict. Samanera, of course, because they fall into offense. No, offense.
Yes.
Offense. No, Samaneras don't fall into offense. The sila breaks. But here it is, the sila breaks. No. Sila breaks.
Hacks.
Break. So, because they follow the offense also.
Yes.
They have to go and confession.
Yes. So, 这条戒，但是区别就是比库萨曼尼拉在这条戒上的区别就是，比库犯这条戒是一个罪，然后可以忏悔，萨曼尼拉则是破了他们的戒。
那个，我想问一个那个问题，就是那个律藏里提到那个棉，就是那个椅子床中塞棉嘛。这个棉呢，律藏里说有三种棉，木棉、蔓棉和草棉。就是我想请长老解释一下，这个棉是在用现代的是什么东西？这三种棉是什么东西？还有一个就是说，现在我们能够遇到的材料，有些是这个就是佛陀没有提到的。然后请长老解释一下，我们现在就是床上面铺的那种软的一些各种各样的现代材料里面，哪些是随顺于许可的，哪些是随顺于不许可的。
So his question is how to define the cotton. How to define the cotton? Because
that is the next rule.
不是八二八吗？
No.
Cotton is the next rule.
Yes.
那下一条问题很差。
没有，
就这条吧。
就是八十八。
就是八十八。
So, no.
Okay, you can tell him to ask next rule. Next rule can ask.Not this rule, next rule. If we finish this rule, we'll go to the next rule and he can ask this question.
Yes, but88 is cotton and 87 is high. It's
yes,
very
yes.
high. It's a high leg.
他解释错了，他解释错了。
啊，对。
那以为我们在讲八十七。
对，他以为我们在，我们都在讲八十八。
那这个大概他讲就长就是讲八十七啊。
对，我当他是多要解释一下而已。
Okay. Because I want to, actually, that was my mistake, no? Because 8-8, yes, I was wrong. We have to, okay, you can read 8-8 now. You can, then you can make both rules.
Okay.
Both rules together.
Okay. I will read.
You read 8-8. 87.
Okay. 那我念一下80, 我念一下87。尔时佛世尊在舍卫城其数几诸多园，其实巨兽乌巴难陀世子卧于高床，世尊与众多比丘巡行房舍，至巨兽乌巴难陀世子之住房。乌巴难陀世子遥见世尊前来，见以私言白世尊：“大德，请世尊来卧我床。”时，世尊由此，狂告诸比丘曰：“诸比丘，由其住处可知其人是愚人。”于是世尊以种种方便喝得巨兽乌巴难陀世子，说难抚养，乃至诸比库，汝等当如此送此学处。比库坐新卧床或椅子时，其腿于下部人于台基之部分依佛之八指长而造，若过此者，巴基迪亚应切断之。坐时者若自坐，若令他坐也。新者取坐而言，卧床者有四种之卧床，即波摩遮罗迦脚，爱地脚，俱利罗脚，阿阶遮脚。椅子者有四种椅子：波摩遮罗迦脚、文地脚、俱利罗脚、阿阶遮脚也。其腿余下步入台基之部分，一佛指之八指长而造者，下部入台基之部分除外。过此而坐或另坐时，坐时若坐成而得者，应切断而忏悔。巴基迪亚，自坐未成而另坐者，参照巴基迪亚86，他人另坐成者，巴基迪亚，为他人坐或另坐者恶坐，由他人坐而获得受用者恶坐，依量而坐，量以下而坐，得他人所过量者切断用。疯狂者，最初之犯行者，不犯。下面我念一下那个疑惑独托。87。在第五床，在长椅等其中之一，而椅子也只是相似的。那椅子不像床那样太长，或不像小椅子那样四方形，四方其短，应聚的只是和打碎的相似。在沙瓦提，乌巴曼达开始在卧高床的故事制定，共通制定有命令的，自坐成或自成等四法新堕落，在为了他人坐或使令坐者，即由他人坐成而在获得后使用者，恶坐，依量而坐者，
在获得了超过量在锯断后，或者假如不想锯断，在挖埋床等角而上面只出现依法质量，或者翻转向上而绑在架子上使用者，及疯狂者等无罪。在此有此两种构成要素，超过量的床或椅子，为了自己而坐或另坐而后获得，其余一切只与针筒穴处相似。Finish。
嗯。Okay, now here, this is what I explain, no?
Yes.
This is about the bed.
Oh, yes.
So then, okay, now here, there is no offense according to this rule. Okay. According to Kanka Vacharani also commentary, now if one, if the legs are very, very high, okay, the legs are very high, so, and then one ticks, you see, one ticks the earth, okay,
that ticks the earth.
This is the floor, no?
Yes.
One picks the floor,
yeah,
and puts him under the floor.
Yes.
Okay? Digs it and fixes underneath. And, but from here,
yes,
it is only 24.
Yes.
It is no offense.
Yes. 就是说，如果这个如果不锯断这个这个床椅的腿子，而在地上挖洞，使床椅所显现的高度是符合二十四指，床椅的床椅腿显现出来的高度是符合二十四指的话，他也是不犯的。
So, it is no offense if, for example, this makes a platform under the trees, for example, is a tree here.
Oh.
And then they puts the bed on it. And this is, let me see, maybe 50 fingers. No, like for example, trees, it puts a platform.
Mm.
And he puts the bed on it.
Mm.
Bets the bed on it, and there is too high.
Mm.
Okay, no problem, because this platform is used as a ground.
Yes.
Oh.
So in that case, now. One can put the bed on it,
yes,
but maybe very high.
Yes,
no problem.
所以这个就是这个床如果放到一个比如说五十指高的平台或者是架空的这个架空平台上面，虽然这个床最终的这个高度是远远超过二十四指，但是它也怎么放的？因为计算的基准是根据这个以架空的平台作为基准来计算的，不是根据地面来计算的。
Okay, another thing is. If it is the legs are fixed, some chairs, no? Sometimes in the, let's see.
makes the like cement, a chair made of cement. Cement. Concrete. Ah, so,
yeah,
concrete.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Concrete.
Yes,
concrete.
Yes, yes.
So everything is concrete here. You see, the floor is concrete.
Yes. Divan, so any divan.
And that this chair is also made of concrete and fixed together.
Ah, so. 然后椅子也是水泥制造的，然后是跟地板是整个浇筑在一起的。
And the legs can be more than 24.
所以在这种情况下，这种跟水泥地板浇筑成一体的水泥椅子的高度可以超过这个24指是没有问题的。
Again, it's not problem because they're fixed. No?
Yes,
they're fixed.
他们必须是浇在一起的。
So therefore, some teachers tell it's no problem because it's like a stone.
Oh,
like a stone.
所以有的阿舍林认为这时候这个椅子其实是被定义为石头啊，不是被定义为椅子的，所以它的高度对椅子腿的高度都不受这条戒律的限制。
So this kind of chairs used sometimes to sit on for meditation.
Yes,
concrete chair used for meditation.
有的时候这种水泥浇筑的椅子会用作这个禅修的这个椅子。
Because the outside,
yes,
outside, they make it out of cement, so it won't break.From rain, from sunlight.
Yeah.
So it is, therefore, if it is high, they make it high for snakes not to come.
Yes. 因为是在户外使用这种禅修的这个水泥椅子，要需要防蛇、防野生动物，所以就会把那个腿架得很高，这是没有问题的，不会违反这条戒律。
Okay. No problem. Okay. Because it is fixed on the ground, no problem.
因为是固定在地面上。
So then, now regarding hospitals,、
mm-hmm.
hospitals, they have very big legs. Okay, very big. Maybe sometimes 30.
这医院里的这个床有时候是有高达30指的高度的腿。
So if a man is sick, the doctor tell him to lie on the bed for examine.To lie on the bed for examination.
Yes, so 生病的病患在医院里检查身体的时候需要躺在这种床上。
Again, no problem.
也是没有问题的，不犯
戒。
Don't
sick.
生病的时候躺在医院里超过30指高的这种床上都是不犯戒的。
Same way now, if the doctor tells that the monk has to spend on the bed, on a very high bed. Because the doctors come every day, you know, to examine.
Yes.
So again, because of sick.
Yeah.
No problem.
所以在医院里，只要你因为你是生病了，所以这种这条高广大床上这条戒是都是无罪的。
Okay. That is in hospital, in clinic also here. Sometimes in the clinic, in the pharmacy room.
所以无论是在那个药房，在这个诊所，在医院。这些病床的这个高度都不在这条街的限制之内，庇护都可以躺在上面。
But this bed one should not use.
Okay.
Other times, no other times.
但是如果是在健康的时候，是不可以擅自使用这些床的。
Okay. If one is not sick, one should not use this bed.
没有病是不可以使用这些超过高度的床。
所以我们的 use 那床是超过24指的，所以那块。
翻译一下，医务室的床，我们没有生病去检查也可以吗？
这刚说了检查可以。
但是就是说，我们医务室那个床，就是没事情的时候是不可能躺的。
So our clinic, our pharmacy room, there is a bed. That bed is higher than 24 fingers, so we can't lie on it. When we have no ill.
Yeah.
Okay. 是这样。
Another thing is now, sometimes in the computer room, there are these chairs you can lift up and down.
Yes.
Again,
this
is also, that's called, that chair also goes sometimes more than 24.
Yes, yes. 所以就电脑是那个电脑椅，它因为是可升降的，如果你把它升到那个超过24指也是不可以的。
So because they have
okay.
So and then ultimately
Now, normally, if we sit, this should be 90 degrees.
Uh-huh.
Okay? 90 degrees, okay.
Okay, okay.
所以通常我们比库坐下去的时候，他的这个大腿跟他的上半身呢是应该是属于九十度角，这是这个高度肯定就是
这个 angle， OK，
OK， OK，
90 degrees， but if higher， you sit like that，
哦、
啊，如果太高的话，如果椅子太高的话，那个
more than 90 degrees，
腿就是角度就会超过九十度。
So in that case now you must understand that the chair is more than 24 fingers.
当你发现自己的腿这个角度超过九十度，你就要意识到这个椅子的高度其实是超过规定的界限了。
餐馆里吃饭的时候，很多的椅子是超过这个，也就不能坐了。
So many restaurants, sometimes many restaurants, the chair in the restaurant is higher than this rule.
So you have to check, that's why even a restaurant, you have to check, it's called usually from your knee, if it is below the knee, from the frame, no?
Yeah.
From the frame, below the knee.
So if it is seated, we can sit. If
it is higher than that, you can't sit, okay? But usually in restaurants, people can't sit like that. They don't keep too high chairs. Too high chairs.And for the people to sit like that is difficult. They have to, if normal angle, it is 90 degrees angle. Even restaurants, they try to keep this kind of height for 90 degrees.
Bars
to drink whiskey.
Very
high. Okay.
一个你帮我确认一下，一个是方形的凳子，还有一个七只椅，七只椅就是扶手的靠背的，这种像古老的，我巴利语我可以读出来。
你读出来？
Two kinds of one is a sandico, another one is sadango. You know the chair, two kinds of chair.
It's not a common chair. It's special chair.
一个是正常的方形凳子，大家都有很高的那种方形凳子。
啊，三个吗？刚才 ？What is？
啊，三个。
上面那个。
你可以给长老看。
对，你给长老看。
我这全是中文。
啊，没问题，不是有两个巴利字吗？
巴利字我读出来，他知道的呀。
啊，三个啊，对，啊，三个。
And。
萨当古。
萨当古。
It's like it's like.Sandico is like what is it called?
Square.
Different kinds of different designs. Different designs. Design. But Palam is a Sandico. Like that.They have this kind of thing, no? So you can actually lie like that.
Oh, like that.
So this kind of thing, elevated. Then you can lie like that.
This is not
fully lying. It is just leaning. Lean.
Yes, 倚靠的东西。
Lean like that.
倾斜倚靠的东西。
哦，这叫美人靠什么？我叫。
But
this one, the body is a Pali
Asandiko.
Asandiko.
How do you, how? 但是中文的椅子 中文的翻译是那个方形凳子，不是
可能翻错了，那可能是他翻错了，
翻错了，
八方凳子。
我也想方形的凳子，中国很多这种方形凳子，我想问是不是这个除外。
So, because Chinese translation translate this body word as a
square
chairs, no back. 凳子
过的 different
chair. 我们就说
chair
嘛。
Different dictionaries.
Wrong translation.
他而且他翻他没有翻，他是从律藏中国出篇里面抄过来的。
律藏中国出篇也是巴利语。
对，但是
他
巴利语马新马英的，
我知道，我知道马英的说的是这个东西叫，叫什么？
就叫方形凳子。
对，方形凳子。
但是他已经靠背了，就是这个概念了，已经超过这个概念，所以说要弄清楚。而且你想想看，像这个东西的话，这个都靠的话，以前在佛陀时代时候有吗？这个东西？
中国古代是有的。
中国古代是有的。
有。
我觉得没什么高科技，肯定会做出来的。
Yeah, it's going to be dictionary is called extra long chair. Extra long chair. Deck chair.
Some people say
deck chair is called.Now this is also like that. Now you see, this is people use it not to like bed, but just to lean down.
Yes, I.
Oh, yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, just 就这个东西不是床，也不是椅，它就是用来斜靠、斜躺那种东西。
那这个是不算的，这个是实际范围。
So, should it be observed of the legs of this thing?Shouldn't exceed 24 fingers?
No, legs, all the beds, whatever the design.
Whatever
design, the legs should be 24.
Oh,
I said,
this is finish. You have different designs.
Yeah.
But the legs should be 24 maximum.
所以无论这个东西是什么样的这个形式，它的腿都不能超过24。
You have also like this, Balanga. Balanga is like sofa. Sofa?
Yeah,
no, sofa.
It's like sofa. Yeah, like sofa.
Sofa. It's like very. Sit. But the legs.
24 legs.
Maximum. But usually sofas have short legs.
Yes. So can they have another one? Satanko.
I have to check the dictionary because now in India many designs. In China different designs. In Europe many other designs.
Yes, Satanko.Like your chair.
I have to check. Satango, no. Satango means seven.
Yes.
Seven members. I don't know. Satango.
This 七只椅的话，肯定超过了十只。
为什么？
啊？
啊，中国的七只椅
对，肯定很高的那种意思。
不是，但是不是这个七只椅，它就是说你符合有靠背有扶手。然后有四条腿，这个就叫七只椅，但它并不关心你的高度，就是你可以把它高度做到那个少于二十四指的高度嘛。
Satanga，Satanga come，yeah only Burmese，only Burmese we have Satanga。
翻译一下字体。
Satanga。Satanga，Satanga， yes， called
Satanga。
Satanga，Satanga，
yes， this one，this
one。Only Burmese。In English, no.
Oh.
In Chinese, no. But maybe I have to check with Sutta. 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 Satanga.
就是有些古色古香的饭店啊，他都用这种七字
音。啊，对对，第一次
不合适哎，那超过了腿，超过了就是
coach。
没有，我问的问题就是，他说是允许超过的呀，我才让你问的呀，你明白吗？
哦、
就允许的我才让你问，不允许我知道二十就二十的，就不要去问了。
It says a couch with seven members. Seven
yes,
members.
Yes, yes.
That's called
so,
four legs. You can
his question.
Four legs, head support and
yes,
foot support.
Two support and back support.
Yeah.
Let me also like that. Also maybe like that. Yeah. Head support, also foot support. Maybe
foot support.
Foot support like that. I don't know. Maybe. I like that.
Head support.
Four legs.
Four
legs.
Yes, four
legs. On head support.
Yes, yes.
Higher support.
Foot support.
Foot support.
No,
no. Something like that.
No, no,
no, no, no,
no.
But in Chinese translation, it's like a chair, but with hand support. Not
hand
not
support.
That thing.
Head support.
Yes,
oh, yes.
Hand
support.
Yes,
and also arm
support.
Yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
Yes,
yes. Okay, okay. Maybe some like that can be also.
Yes.
But head support can be it's like that. Head support.
No, not foot support. Hand support. Hand leg support. No, arm support.
Arm
support.
Also can be.
说过就是讲法的时候，这个意思是可以成为，是不是？都是说讲法的意思。
So this kind of chart can exceed. It's like can exceed 24.
Head support. No, no.
Can't.
All chairs, beds.Should not exceed.
不行。
Okay, whatever design, these are different designs.
所以这只是
different designs. This design, this design, this design. In Europe, in China, Russia, in America, different designs. But the legs should not exceed 24.
Okay.
You can tell.
I understand.
I understand.
其他人有。
有的。
嗯。啊，那个，就是这种七字椅也是不可以，也是不可以，他腿也是不可以超过二十四指的。
So now here we have these kinds of tango means can be also chair, head support. One, two, three, four. Okay? Four legs. Okay, then head support, foot support, and also arm support.
Yes. Okay.
我知道坐卧出偏他翻不起来。
坐卧出偏我翻不起来，
反正是内脏，是内脏出来。
对，但是偏图很多。
可以明白的。
OK。
那正好，刚刚班杰提到的讲法的时候，这个椅子无论多高都挺重要。
So when a bhikkhu give a lecture.
Dhamma talk. So
there is no limitation.
It's not about Dhamma talk. So this information comes up from commentaries. Commentaries who tell that if one gives Dhamma talk,
yes.
No problem to sit higher.
Yes, yes.
Okay?
Yes.
It comes from the commentaries.
他肯定说是从哪里，肯定不是印度的。他说从哪里上面？
从古什么古曼特的特使里面出来的是可以允许。
对，就说法
是。维涅彼得格 no information。维涅彼得格 go to 维涅彼得格 maximum 24。
啊，
是吗？对的 ，go to 维涅彼得格。
所以从就律藏本人而言，并没有这个，并没有这条开许。
So now the commentary says that.The story
about
commentary is, let me see. Dhammapada Takata. Dhammapada commentary. Dhammapada.
Dhammapada.
Dhammapada commentary.
Oh, Sakamiko.
Dhammapada commentary. Not Vinaya commentaries. No Vinaya
commentaries. So this one is not from the Lujang of the Lujang, but from the Fajujang, maybe from the Fajujang of the Lujang.
So the Dhammapada commentary, it tells about the story of Nigrodha Samanera.Nigrodha Samanera.
Yes.
Okay.
就是关于尼哥达萨马里拉的这个故事当中的这个著书提到了这个说法的时候可以超过这个说法的时候坐力可以超过24字高。
No, Nigrodha Samanera was an arahant.
Yes.
Who during the time of Ashoka, Ashoka king.
Yes, yes.
About 300 years after the Buddha's Parinibbana, almost 250 years like that.
所以是而那条故事是这个上面讲到提到这个萨曼尼拉，他是出生在那个阿育王时期的这个萨曼尼拉，那个时候已经离佛入灭有300年了。
Nigrodha Samanera was the reason why Ashoka king became Buddhist.
Pardon?
Nigrodha Samanera was the reason why Ashoka king became a Buddhist. Formerly, Ashoka king was not Buddhist.
Yes, yes.
But because of Samanera, Nigrodha, he became Buddhist.
Yes, yes.
We can tell.
那个萨曼尼拉是使得阿育王转变成佛教徒的关键人物。
So,one day, Ashoka, he was on the palace, king's palace.
Yes. 有一天，那个阿育王进入皇宫。
And then, he saw Nigrodha Samanera going for Pindapata in the village, in the city.
他在皇宫里看见那个这个萨曼尼拉在城里面托钵。
Because Nigrodha Samanera, he was very composed.He was keeping all the Sekhya rules, looking down, don't looking left to right.
Yeah.
And very slowly, slowly moving, very mindfully moving.
Yeah.
So Ashoka, the king, immediately saw a difference.
因为那位萨曼尼拉他非常的沉静，他那个收拾足根，很沉静的走的，所以这个阿育王就非常的惊讶。
So then, and he told.His ministers to go and tell him to come to the palace.
所以他就让自己的大臣把这个萨曼尼拉叫到自己的皇宫里来。
So Nigrodha Samanera came.
然后Nigrodha Samanera就进入了皇宫。
And the king told him to choose any seat to sit.
然后那个阿育王就说你随便选一个你喜欢的椅子坐下来。
Nigrodha Samanera went directly to the throne, to the king's seat, which is throne. It is where the king sits, very big chair.
然后那个这个萨曼尼拉就选了那个阿育王自己的宝座。
So, and then he preached to the Ashoka king the first gatha of Appamadavaka.Second chapter of Dhammapada, second chapter of first verse of the second chapter of Dhammapada.
在这个那个这位萨曼尼拉就在坐在这个宝座上向阿育王讲开示了这个法律经的什么第七篇的什么第前三个颂语。
That chapter is called Appamadavaka. Appamadavaka.
法律经的不放一品。
Now that stanza is appamado amatan padan. Appamado is diligence. It says is the path to deathlessness. Amata, path to deathlessness.
Yeah.
That's called. This is how it starts. The stanza starts. Appamado amatan padan. And because Ashoka was very impressed.
然后阿育王印象深刻，对此印象深刻。
He started becoming interested in Buddhism.
然后他就从此他开始对佛法感兴趣。
Now the rest, I don't want to tell the rest of the story.
这是一个很长的故事。
That's called. But now according to Dhammapada commentary, Dhammapada commentary.Nigrodha Samanera sat on the throne of the kingdom, which is very high. And he preached.
然后那个，所以法律经的这个译注就解释说，为什么这位萨曼尼拉可以坐在那个那么高大的那个宝座上面。
So therefore, other monks also, other monks also can sit in high chairs to preach. High seats and cheap preach.
从此就其他的比丘也可以坐在这种高大的法会上去，高大的座位上去讲法了。
And from that on, it becomes tradition.
从那个时代起，这就成为一种传统。
这不是这
Monks would teach, they have to sit in like a throne.
从那个时代之后，就是比丘教导教法的时候，就坐在这个很高的法座上了。
So therefore now up to the time of Nigrodha, before the time of Nigrodha, all monks will sit 24 fingers.
在那个三代拉之前，所有的这个所有的比丘。
After the time of Nigrodha,
都是坐在比二十四指更矮的椅子上的，但是从那以后，这个说话的时候比丘
还
更高的更高的椅子上。
So then, now we don't know now.The king's throne, we don't know how much height. The Baba commented does not tell how much height.
所以他，但是法界经的译注并没有解释说，并没有说指明当时阿育王的宝座有多高，他的腿有多高。
So therefore, it is a guess. Guess. Maybe 25 fingers, maybe less, maybe more. Never know.
但事实上。事实上，根据这个故事，是和这个法界经的译注，我们并不能判断那个当时阿育王的那个宝座，他的腿就是超过二十指，或者是超过或者不超过，我们无法判断。
So, but many monks think, oh, throne should be very high.
但只是后人说认为说这个那个皇帝宝座的那个腿一定是超过二十指的，就是后人大家这么认为吧。
So, now in Sri Lanka.Sri Lanka little bit moderate. Moderate means they try to make 24 fingers. So even this Dhamma chair, chair for the Dhamma, here in the Dhamma hall, they try to make 24 fingers.
Yes,
Sri Lanka.
在斯里兰卡的那个用来讲法的法座，一般的腿就是控制在二十四指。
Not all places, but here in the forest monks.
当然，森林派是这样。
In other places, very tall chairs.
Yes, yes, very high in China. Yes, very high.
所以在城市上可能就不是这样。
So, okay, this is from the Dhammapada story, Dhammapada commentary story.
所以这个法座说法是作为高座是源自法界经的译注。
那还是没有。说到底能不能做啊？可不可以做到底？就说你在龙树林，班爹的意思就是说，全部的讲法已经都到二十四指以下，你不用去担心。如果你出到外面去讲法，人家让你坐一个高大的一个讲法椅子上，你做不做还是做还是不做
？So his question is if he was invited by others to preach outside, could he sit on a higher chair?
No, it becomes a tradition now. Becoming tradition.
Yeah.
So then, it's better to avoid. Better to avoid. To avoid.
最好还是避免。
To avoid.
虽然已经成为传统，但最好还是避免。
So then, except if the seat is on a platform. Platform. You see, it's called for the audiences. The audiences on the floor, but they put a platform like that.And they put the chair on the platform. This is no problem.
所以最好还是就是做一个比较高的平台，然后椅子仍然符合这个二十四指高度，椅腿仍然符合二十四指高，这样是比较好的。
But if the legs are very high, then problem with knee problem. The legs are very high.
Yeah.
Very high legs.
Yeah.
Chair. So then knee problem.
所以如果只是把椅腿升高的话，这会导致戒律上的问题。
So you better wait.
You
can tell the change it.
Okay.
Okay. Put
the watch. 换掉，然后只是用平台来垫高。
明白了。还
有
问
题？那个，反正我想问一下，这个律藏里面那个提到的那个床，有四种床，然后椅子有四种椅子，我想问一下长老，这个 四种床之间的差别在哪里，然后四种椅子之间的差别在哪里。
So what is the difference? What is the difference of the four kinds of bed and what is the difference of the four kinds of chair?
See, this design, only the design. We don't take the design as a criterion. Judgment, not judgment design. We take the legs, how high the legs are.
Yes.
So that it is allowable to sit or not to sit on it.
Okay. 所以那个椅子的这个具体的形式是不重要的，我们只关注它的腿，一腿和双腿。对，就是以这个床的形式设计是不重要的，不是标准。
So in Vinaya Pitaka also, how it's called in Chulavaga Pali, this Vinaya Pitaka volume number 4.
So in the Vinaya Pitaka,第四分.
Chulavaga. There are also some designs, luxury designs. Luxury.
Shopping, Vinaya Shopping.
Like sofa and so forth, like luxury sofas, are also not allowed. Not allowed.
Not allowed.
Yes. They have to be disfigured. You have to disfigure them to make them ugly, and then only use them.
所以在绿道小品当中说，这种就是华贵的这些这个坐卧具是不可以的，必须要使他们就是将他们处理成丑陋的这个样子才可以使用。
So and for example, sofa.
Mm-hmm.
Sofa.Monk should not have in his goody sofa.
所以僧人是不可以在屋里用这个沙发的。
So, but if we go to lay people's house, and then they give us to sit on sofa, you can sit.
但是如果进入俗人家里面，俗人家里面邀请我们坐他们家的沙发是可以的。
So therefore now, design also, sofa not big legs.Not big legs.
不过好在那个沙发是没有，它的腿是很短的。
But luxury idea.
对，沙发，但沙发很豪华，它属于豪华的这个坐卧具。
So in that case, the Buddha is prohibited monks to keep in the monastery sofas.
所以佛陀不允许在寺庙当中使用沙发。
Only if we go to lay people's, that is their property, no? Their property. Lay people property in their houses, no problem.
但是进入熟人家里，因为那个沙发是熟人的财产，所以我们是他要求我们坐，我们可以坐。
There are other rules also about bed and chair. Other rules in Chulavaga Pali.
在那个小品当中还对于这个椅子和床有许多的这个定义。
If we go to lay people's house, we have first to touch. To touch the bed.If there is something underneath, to check. Now, for example, you go lay people's house, they put mattress on it. This kind of thing is on it. Okay? We can't sit.
Okay.
We have to check. Maybe something underneath. Maybe.
Yes. 所以进入熟人家里，这个是这个准备坐下去的时候，一定要先检查这个椅子，比如它垫子下面会不会有什么东西，就是可不可以坐下去。
Same way they put bed sheet, sometimes bed sheet, the cover. We have to check if under the bed sheet something. We have to check if there is nothing, then we can only sit.
所以在坐下去之前，要把垫子和那个或者它那个罩布都要揭开看一下，检查一下下面是不是有什么东西。如果是没什么东西，才可以坐下去。
Because there was one monk, you want to lay people's house, and under the bed sheet.There was a small child.
Yes. 就是因为在绿道中记载说，有一次一个比库，他见到熟人家那个椅子上面盖了一个床单，床单下面其实是个婴儿，然后他坐下就把婴儿坐死了。
Baby child.
Oh.
And he sat down, baby kid.
然后他因为他没有检查那个。
这么重啊，这个。
So we have to check. Maybe mouse.
所以因为床单下面会有婴儿，或者是会有老鼠。
Maybe life.Knife,
也不能刀啊什么的。
Better check, touch. First touch, nothing, okay, then sit, okay.
Before sitting, we should put this sitting clothes on the chair.
Yes, now, Nisidana, it is for lay people,
yes.
Lay people house,
yes.
Their property, no? is no rule, no rule.
啊 ，OK。所以，这个我们在这个僧院里是要做的时候是要用那个尼斯坦，但是进入俗人家里是不需要铺这个尼斯坦的，可以直接坐下去。
But in monastery, to protect the monastery bed,、
mm.
monastery bed, monastery chair、mm. from being spoiled,、mm. to need to use.
是尼斯坦是为了在寺院里保护这个寺院的这个床和椅子，所以才要用的。
It's for common use. Common use.
You want to go to the toilet?
All right. Okay.
我要是保护袈裟嘞，保护坐具啊，这个，我们做保护袈裟的东西，对吧？已经不是学保护袈裟了，我是说，反正。For this sitting course, not to protect our robes, just to protect this.
Protect both, protect also no, oh, our robes, because if the floor is dirty,
okay.
So you sit on the floor and after, if you put in the seat on it, no problem.
Okay, okay,
you can clean robe.
Okay, I understand. Question: if you go to toilet, should you to put off your robe or not? Is it?
Yeah, because sometimes urine on the door.
Yeah, and water.
Yeah, water. And after coming out, oh, people look.
Not a sila problem.
Yeah, sila problem because this is duty. Chula Vagapali, there are duties. Duty is about toilet.
Okay.
就是不得穿袈裟进入厕所，这是小品的这个律藏小品的这个什么，这叫什么？那怎么翻译的？小品里面的
二百二十七条里面
好
像
没有。没有，不是二百二十七条，那叫小品里面什么来着？谁不是？叫，我忘了是叫什么。
Did you finish Sasanavada?
Sasanavada.
You finish Sasanavada?
If you put on, not put off your robes and go to toilet, do better.
Yeah, do better.
着衣入厕，就是进入厕所的时候不把袈裟脱下来，这个是不恶作，do better.
So that is duties in Chulavagapali. Chulavagapali, there are many duties.
Okay.
Senasana Kuti. about cleaning the sanasana,
about
toilet kutis, acharya kutis, about teacher kutis, duties, upajaya duties, 14 duties altogether.
40条这个应做的这个义务，就是《玉量小品》里规定了40条应做的义务，就包括对自己戒施的这个目的的义务，对什么道场这个厕所的义务等等。
Yeah, spitting in the toilet or some look at.
Why? So Welsh can we speak?
Outside the toilet, because sometimes phlegm inside becomes sticky. Doesn't go. Don't clean. Difficult to clean.
Hard to clean.
这个在厕所里吐痰是也是一条罪，然后因为它会造成难以清理，可能痰会很黏，所以会难以清理。
So then many duties, not only rope,
Okay.
The other many other.
在厕所吐痰也是个罪。
Usually samaneras, now singly samaneras, you can tell they have a booklet, it's called Sasanavatara.
Yes.
Sasanavatara book. In that book, all these duties are explained. You know, this book has been translated from the Sinhalese into English.
Yes.
And somebody now tries to translate from English into Chinese. Still not published.
Yes, they are already printed in China.
Huh?
Print in China. Already.
Really?
But now, 现在我们
没有。
没有。已经有了。
So
in the library, only one now. We got one.
Really?
Yeah.
Fresh copy.
Fresh copy.
Okay. You have to start. Start to do. So now about the cotton, what was the question? Cotton.
Cotton is 就是在那个律藏里面。
88条对吧？
对，88条。Vinabhidhaka。In the Vinayabhidhaka, it's mentioned three kinds of cotton.
Ruka, yes, three kinds, yes.
Ah, yes.
Three kinds. It can be also cotton from the trees.
Ah.
In Sri Lanka, also some trees, they produce cotton.
In Sri Lanka, there are some trees that are made of cotton.
In India also.
In India also.
This cotton falls from the trees. People collect. There is also latatula. Lata, it is from creepers. There are creepers inside the forest. They go like that. Not trees, but they are like branches like that. They go creepers. They also produce flowers, and after flower, they produce cotton.
所以这森林中有一些藤类植物，它们也会产生这种棉，在结开花过以后，也会产生这种棉。
And the next is normal cotton, which is a plant, small plant like that.
普通的棉花。
Quality, it is it's called.The best quality is this what plant.
Yes.
Best quality.
最品质最好的就是普通的棉花那个棉。
So whatever the quality, now monks should not use, for example, a chair. They put here on this cloth, they put cotton, and after they put a cloth. Cloth, and they tie it. They make it like a cushion.
以上三种棉是不可以把它铺到这个椅子或床的上面，然后再蒙上布形成这种软垫的。
If you sit on that, it's very soft.
如果现在这种很软的那种垫子上是。
This is what people criticized. People here criticized. Monks, they like lay people. Lay people, they enjoy sensual pleasures.
这样的话，僧人就喜欢像俗人一样，单免于这个，感官享受。
What's called? You have soft bed, soft chair. So people criticize.
如果是如果比库睡在这种柔软的床上，坐在柔软的椅子上，那么世俗的人就会批评比库。
So then, but nowadays we have foam.
Yes.
Foam no problem.
但是现代社会的这种海绵是确实可以的。
Therefore, if we get chairs or beds which are stuffed with cotton, stuffed like that.We have to remove everything, cut everything, remove.
如果比库得到有填充有棉的这个椅子或者床，他必须要把这些棉抽掉。
But cotton, the Buddha allowed to use for the pillow.
但是棉佛陀允许用作枕头填充物，用作枕头的填充物。
Not to sit on cotton, on the cotton pillow.
但是不可以坐在枕头上。
Not to lie on the cotton pillow.
也不可以躺在枕头上。
Only for the head.
枕头只可这些填了棉的枕头只可以用来枕头。
Other pillows which are made of foam, no problem.
但是用海绵填充的枕头怎么用都可以。
Other material, for example, some artificial.
Yeah.
Artificial material, no problem.
所有的人造人工化学合成的这些材料都是可以填充的。
So,
his question is the limitation of the size of pillow.
It is just to put the head up to the shoulder, this much from the shoulder here up to the head, to the top of the head.
Yeah.
This should be the size, the height.
高度 height.
Height.The height should be from here to the shoulder up to the head.
The height of pillow. So, 这么高？
对，所以说它是有限制的枕头就，不是他说的高度是这个
chair高度
宽
度
那个什么？
看了一个 seat， 因为看了一个 seat
this height.
This is almost like that. Almost, this is the height from here to here, not to for the shoulder.It's called, the shoulder should not go on the pillow.
我不懂。
Otherwise, it becomes a very large pillow. No, this is normal size. What we get here in the monastery is normal size. If you go in hotels, for pillows, can you? Hotel is usually very big pillows, but here in lay houses sometimes also be very big pillows. Here for the head you have to use normal pillows. Here in the storeroom you have normal size.
所以说仓库我们这里仓库里面的那个提供的枕头都是符合这个尺寸规定的，介于尺寸规定的。但是宾馆里的枕头会很大，所以是不可能是不合规定的。
Length is called usually you don't have very big length. Usually normal size this.Length is okay. This is normal. What you have in storeroom, length no problem.
我明白了。刚刚说的是宽度，是不是厚度？是宽度，是宽度就是从肩到头顶的这个宽度。枕头的宽度
是
不超过从肩到头顶的宽度。然后长度就不要太长，但是好像没有精确的这个规定。
你如果读书有讲比较详细的解释，但是看不懂。你如果读书里面。他就是说只能容头大小质量是适合的。
对，那就跟刚
就是刚刚的
问题。
就从肩到
这是我的，但是这边上怎么量？对，这个长度你知道多少？
长度跟他讲，没有明确的记录。
有啊，一度咕嘟嘟上面写的很清楚。
长度啊？
对，都写的，但我理解不了什么一拳啊、一肘啊什么的。
解释一下，
所以说我觉得就是这种来解释。
啊，是是，以后都要这么做。就是
康卡维达尼。
叫什么？
康卡维达尼。
康卡维达尼。所以说康卡维达尼 ，we can understand the 康卡维达尼。The explanation of the康卡维达尼。So the length of the pillow, the length of the pillow, one fist, we can understand.
不好了。Sisa pamanan ya watati. Sisa pamanan nama yasa vitaratu. Ah, it says, no?
Yes.
Pamanan yasa vitaratu tisukunesu trinan. Antaran vitati chaturangalam. Manje mutiratana. Dikato diaratana.
但是它是有尺寸规定吗？
我知道，我知道。得跟着，是这样。这个 SAMP 是普通言。普通言这个。就这段话是普通人用的话，所以得跟张老师说一下，就是我们不能理解的这段话是普通人用的，要不然他，
普通人
怎么
说？
你就给张老师看一下这个，
我看到了。
Mr. Chinese
translator is from here.
Same.
Yes, it's one span and four fingers. This is what it is. One span and four fingers.
One span and four fingers.
About this, this much, no, this is one span.About four fingers. My hand is very big, but your hand, akondo your hand, you have to take akondo your hand.
This is one
from the elbow, no, up to this finger is one cubit. And then can be also one plus half. Half means this one. One plus half.That means you can go up to the this much, yes. Or it can be also two.
But the thickness is not, there's no rules about thickness. Thickness
is not,
not defined.
That's called, yes, it does not say. Thickness does not say. You use sometimes two pillows, no problem.
So it's not a requirement, so you can use two people.
Is Chinese translator mentioned the three size? Is the pillow is this size? Is short? and the middle is long.
This means one.
这一种是
Q
啊 ，one is is one Q and is
middle
ah middle yes. But I don't know the pillows the shape is like this. It's a side the two sides is short and the middle is long. I don't know.
That's it. It's difficult to understand what it means.
Yes.
But first is, now you see, says about three corners. Now you see, if you tell three corners, one, two, three, if you take these three corners, that's called between two corners, should be, that's called, how much? Four, one span, four fingers.
Each are your sizes.
Okay. If you take one, two, three corners between two corners like that. If you take the other way around, again, if you take corner one, this one, corner one, and there is two, and two is three. Okay. Again, between these two corners should be one span, four fingers. Now, this is what is called. Ma, in the middle, I don't know what it's called, but in the length it says, length is how much? 1/2 cubit.
Ah, yes.
长度是一种
半 half
或者两种。
This from here to here. No, in the middle, I don't know what it means. Maybe diagonally? Diagonally, I don't know. That's called diagonal. Maybe from this corner to the other corner.This could be 1 cubit, maybe a punch. It's difficult to understand because if it is too long, that means you can't make the middle of it.
肯定不是，那对角线比长边肯定要长。
那一周用一拳怎么可能比长面要长？
对啊，所以我觉得长老说那个对角线那个尺寸是说中间那个
对不对？哎，usually in the storeroom, normal pillows, normal, not very luxury, like simple. Make it simple as possible.
So in China, sometimes we have used silk to fill the cushion. So is it allowable or not?
It's more luxury, no? Silk is more luxury than
cotton. 蚕丝那个不是更豪华吗？
哦，那那个是不行。
那。
So then, therefore, it is also the same now. We should not have stuffed chairs and beds with silk inside. Because that belongs also the kind of, it becomes like a kind of luxury item now. It is some artificial material level, like so, foam. It's okay, but these are very luxury. Foam is very cheap, no? Very cheap.
Yes.
These are very expensive items.
So the quilt filled with silk. How about the quilt filled with silk?
Quilt to cover yourself. Covering no problem. Covering no problem.
所以那个蚕丝填充的被子是没有问题的，可以改。
还有那个
他们垫，
还有那个羽绒啊，
羽绒
鸭子毛，
对，鸭绒，
鸭绒
鸭子的毛，
鸭子毛，鸭子毛毛儿。Sleeping bed filled with dark fur. Can we use the sleeping bed filled with dark fur as a cushion?
Floor?
Dark.
Cushion filled with dark fur.
Dark floor?
Dark fur. Dark fur.
不是不应该是 fur， 毛应该是另外一个东西。
文字就是在那个翻译肯定听不懂的。
What kind of floor this is?
Not floor.
Dark feather. Duck.The bird duck feather.
Duck feather. Filled with duck feather. The sleeping bag.
Sleeping bag. Right. So, yes, it is not mentioned. According to that, it is not, not a problem with these things. No problem.
No problem.
Those are very cheap materials, no?
Not cheap, it is.
That feather is not cheap.
Not cheap. 不便宜啊。
这个贵的。很贵。
Very expensive. Maybe $300 or $500
For the sleeping bag.
Yeah.
The whole sleeping bag.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Because it is the whole item. No, the whole item is yes, expensive. Because design, stitching, other material, the nylon material of the slim bag was expensive.
And the quilt also
贵. 羽绒被
多少钱一套？
我觉得那个羽绒衣服
可能也要
四五百
的。
我以前买的时候四五百，我5-6年前。
四五百啊？
人民币
啊？
对，人民币。就
$190
filled with duck. And
silk, how much? Silk, if it is silk. 蚕丝类多少钱？
1000多，2000。
1000多，那
$300. Anyway, this is no problem. I go to the vineyard.It looks no problem.
Okay.
Feeder, duck feeder, no
problem. Yarrow, no
worry. Because they are intended to keep warm, no?
Yes.
Duck feeder is to keep warm.
Yes. Yeah. Because yarrow's 本意是用来那个保暖。
So then.Okay, now other, and there are no fences. If one wants to stuff one's belt with cotton, make it soft, no problem. Here, according to this, vine bit again.
所以不放的是，如果在那个袋子里面，就是那个背的那个背带里面那个填充棉花，就怕那个使它不柔软，这是不放的。
Okay. Finish. Next rule. Shall we go next rule? Any questions?
还有问题吗？要不然就开始下一条。
Okay. Next rule, we go 91.
91.
91.
91条。Okay, now here, there was one day I explained what Vasika Satika means, what's rain's cloth, no? Yi 的这个解释，什么是雨衣？
So this is like a long andaravasaka, andaro, long
andaravasaka. And then
on part, one wraps it to the body, and the other part, which is long, puts it over the shoulder and covers the chest and the back. Okay.
就是用比较，因为它比较长嘛，所以就是可以遮住胸和背。
So this is only allowed for the rainy season.
For the what?
Allowed for the rainy season. Rainy season.
这只有在雨季的时候才允许这种衣服。
So and the Buddha put here the limit. Limit how much? So the limit is according to the Sukhata Vitatis, six Vitatis. Six spans.
Six
spans according to the Sukhata span.
上世的七章所。六章所。
But according to normal size humans, it is about, you have to multiply it by three. It is. It's called 3, it is 16 spans. Excuse me, 18. 18 spans. Long, okay? And then in the height, it is 2.5 spans according to the Sukhata spans. 2.5. 2.5.
2.5 spans
according to the Sukhata span. So if we multiply by 3, then we get how much? 7.5?
Oh,
no?
Oh, yes.
7.5 spans.
七，俗人的七点五，七点五两手。
Okay, this is of course too much.
宽到底是二张之手，还是二张半？两张半。戒律上面写两张。你说好是二张？不是戒律，律藏。
So Vinaya Pitaka only two span of Sukhata.
Vinaya Pitaka two span?
Yes.
No, Attateya means 2.5.
Oh,
Attateya. 2.5.
Oh, Chinese translation.
Chinese is 2, not 2.5.
Attateya means 2.5. Attateya. Teya means 3 less half. It is 2.5.
对。
是两个，是两个。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞藏错了。瑞
all this? You see? One. Okay. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven.
Ah,
yeah, maybe this one.
Oh, okay.
Very big.
Oh, very big.
Height, this is a height.
Oh.
Long, how much?
Oh.
So, 所以云的高度就是这么多。 果是长的话会更长。
That's why now this is a controversial point about Sugata Vitati. How much is controversial point? You can explain controversial point. Some monks they think it's too much. Okay, Sugata Vitati. If we on Sugata Vitati, three, no one size is too much.
如果换算成这个上次的一两首换算说三两首的话，就会特别的这个就是把这个尺寸会特别大。
Okay, now.
你记得大纲上面写的也是2,200。
对对对，是，好大纲是这样的，但是那个律藏里面。
所以说有疑问呀，如果都是两张白纸，没有疑问。
圆通寺那个律藏里面是这样的。
So if one gets more than this limit.Vasika Satika, this rain rope, if one gets it for only for this limit, one has to cut it.
Okay.
And then confess Pachitya. This is like, now you have this kind, this called Pachitya plus Chedana, cutting. Okay.But in Nisagya Pachitya, that's called. You have Nisagya and then Pachitya. Okay. This is now the difference between Nisagya Pachitya and Chedanika Pachitya. Chedanika Pachitya. Bedanika Pachitya. Okay. This is different. Now here we only cut Pachitya. So then, and then we cut the material and then you have to confess. Okay. But in Nisagya Pachitya, we have to forfeit.
Yeah.
Forfeit. For example, the rope absent for 3 days, for one night.
Yeah.
The rope you have to forfeit.
Yeah.
Get it back.
Yeah.
You don't cut.
Oh.
So the rope is not necessary. The fast rope is not necessary to cut. This rope is only for fast rope. You cut it after you cut it after you cut it. Is that right? Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Rope, if the rope is very big, again cut.
Okay,
okay. 我下一条关于那个袈裟超过限量的时候，也是用割截的办法来解决的。
割截就是把它剪掉。
剪掉的，剪掉。
剪掉再唱，对不对？
对。
哎，对了，那个什么，刚才我念的是91条吧？
对。
然后那个90条是那个复疮衣，跟这条好像内容差不多，要不然我们就。
现在就现在就好，这样就行。He requested to learn the Kandu Padi Chada 65 also.
Kandu Padi?
Yes, because this is very, very similar.
Yes, we can make that rule also if you like.Okay, that is also not difficult because I jump because I think. Okay, you can make that rule also. You can, who is in the city? You can read Kando, then Pachitya number 90.
可以留经语库，不计量使用不装一年， 乃至诸比库，汝等实不计矣。愿行远福罗尼也。释然世尊，我世尊喝子，云：汝等何以用也？云：此非令未信者生信，乃至诸比库，汝等当如是诵此学处。比库作富装衣时，应依尺寸而作，必常为佛札手，佛手之四札手，称为两札手。若过此者，巴西提亚应切断之。富装衣者，其以下系以上之换两戒枕子。师称大戒定者，于此泥遮覆，作成石，依量而作，宽两拿手。过此者，巴提提亚。过此者，疯狂者，最初之犯者，不犯者。
Read the whole thing, no?
Yes.
The whole, after the rule also you can read.
再出发，不同于为了覆盖其以下膝盖以上的界旋，疮症、脓疮、痣等粗大界旋病。所听雪衣，在沙瓦提，又听举不开始，在持有无限量的不充衣之物，之故事而制定，共同制定，其余的当知以在作句所说的方式。这里有两种共同要素：一、超过量的不充衣；二、为了自己而做成，或使另做后获得。
Okay, Ganga Vajarani?
Yes,
finish.
Finish?
So, okay, now here Vinaya Pitaka explains for what reason this Kandu Patichadi is, no? What reason? It says that if one has wound from the navel, down up to the knees. This area, there are wounds.
啊，就是在这个膝盖以上这个区域有受伤，有疮。
There are wounds. One uses cloth like andravasaka, like inner robe, under robe.
啊，用这个敷疮衣当成这个下旋来用。
To cover.
来覆盖这些疮。
Because the wounds.Maybe have some sticky substance now.
Yes. 因为疮也会流脓。
One can use this cloth and cover it, protect the wounds also, and protect also the andravasak. It's spoiled with wound material.
就是因为这个敷疮衣是既是保护这个疮，也是防止这个下旋之后被污染。
So then, yeah.The length is again four spans according to Sukadevitati.
尺寸也是四什么？三十四当数。
But according to our spans, should be if we multiply by three, it is 14 spans.
乘以三是我们的。
Excuse me, 12, no?
12.
Then in the height it is two spans are called Sukadevitati.
高度是32当数.
And six spans are according to the by normal size. Okay. Now this Kandupatichati should be used.Only if there is some sickness because of wounds.
这是腹腔一直有在那个长疮的作用。
If the sickness gets healed, get healed, wounds get healed, one should not use it anymore.
穿好了就不能再用。
So while using this cloth, one has to make determination. Determine it.
腹腔也要做决议。
Okay. So after the healing of the wound, should remove the determination.
那个穿好了以后就要那个决意舍掉这个腹腔。
One can in that case that if one removes determination, that kandupadishat becomes extra rope.
如果舍掉那么舍掉这个腹腔衣之后呢，这个
extra rope
成为多余的袈裟。
Extra rope.
舍掉腹腔衣的决意。
Extra rope we can give only 10 days.
所以舍掉之后的这个腹腔衣就只能再穿10天。
Therefore, within 10 days, before 10 days finish, one should either give up this cloth or make vikapana.
十天之后就应该舍掉这个衣服再供留。
All right. So then now, any questions here?Get.
So if you ask monk.
Get.
So you ask, is it necessary to die this kandupadishat?
They say what? To die? No. No. 92. Vishuddhananda.
Er 时佛世尊在舍卫城习树几孤独园，其实巨兽难陀乃世尊之从弟，貌美而端正，为矮世尊次者，彼等用与佛等量之一。长老比丘等遥见巨兽难陀来，以为是世尊，即由座而起。彼等之来者是难陀后，积贤而非难。何以巨兽难陀用与佛等量之一耶？以此事白世尊。时世尊问巨兽难陀曰：“难陀，汝实用与佛等量之一耶？”实然，世尊。佛世尊喝则：“难陀，汝何以用与佛等量之一耶？”难陀：“此非令信者生信，乃至。”诸比丘，汝当如是诵此学处。任何比丘，作佛衣量或以上者，巴基迪亚，应切断之。佛衣量者，即长为佛张手之九张手，宽为六张手，此为佛之佛衣量也。任何者，比丘之意，佛衣者。长为佛张手之九张手，宽为六张手也。坐者，自坐或另坐。参照巴基迪亚第89，受用者若坐，以下坐得他人之所坐由切断而用。散盖，疯狂者。疯狂者， 最初之犯行者不犯也。疑惑度脱，在第十沙瓦提具受难达开始，在持有善智一等量一的故事之地，共通之地，其余的只是在作句所说的方式。在这里有两种构成要素：一，与善智等量或超过量的一；二，为了自己而做或使令做获得。
Okay, are there any questions?
Yes,
it's about 92, no?
Yes, 92.
Yes.
Can we use, can we make the rules within this size in this temple? No? We can use?
Impossible.
Okay.
You can't use this because this is, it must be 2 times taller.
Yes, yes, yes.
Two punyaratanas.
You can take half to me.
Yeah, but
it's not prohibited. It's not allowed in this demo.
How? Double?
Yes.
How to make it?
No. I mean the size.
The height is about 27. Height is 18 spans. 18 spans height. 18 spans. No, please. 18.
327.
Cha.
27.
No. Tirian cha vitati. Cha means 6. Vitati is sukata vitati. Tirian means height.
Yes.
Because you are multiplied by 3, 18.
Yes,
18. 18. Now this, from here to here, maybe 10, 10, 18, almost double.
Okay, double.
Very big.
Yes, the foyer is very large. The foyer is very large, because it's 18 inches.
I want to ask, I have enough布料, I can make this kind of布料.在这个区域，允许不允许？明白，我就想问一下。
His question is if he had enough cloth, could he make a robe as big as the Buddha's robe in this monastery?
It is impractical because you can't wear it.You can't wear too much cloth, you will stumble and fall. There is no way to carry this much cloth on your body.
就是，张老师说这种衣服你根本没法，这是不现实，不现实的，但是你没法穿嘛。
Now here the Buddha allowed this big size because sometimes in India there are tall people. Tall people. Now if you see in the army,
yes.
Indian army.
Army
people. Indian army, military, soldiers.
Yes.
So sometimes very tall. So very tall people. For them, if they get ordained, they can wear this one. We can't wear this.Also the Asian people, Ancient people, most of the ancient people are short.
古代人其实是很矮的。
Now in Europe sometimes you can find very tall people.
欧洲有时候有些人挺高的。
But here in Asia, it's usually small.
亚洲人一般不高。
Whether the Buddha himself is Aryan or not.
The Buddha?
Whether the Buddha is Aryan or not.
Arya?
Arya or not.
Arya?
Mm-hmm.
Now, this concept, Arya, the Buddha used in different contexts. Now, according to the Buddha, Arya does not mean you come from the blood lineage. Like, he gives different definition of what means Arya.
So, Phật Thầy đối với Aryan cái từ này định nghĩa có bất đồng. Anh có lúc không phải từ học thuyết nào để định nghĩa Aryan, cái gì là Aryan.
So, it is not from the ethnic point of view when the Buddha tells who is Arya, who is not Arya. Now, here according to one definition in Dhammapada tells.Nahi Aryo Hoti Yo Panani Himsati. He is not an Arya who kills other beings, who harms, destroys other beings.
杀伤害命者不是雅利安人。
根据
梵蒂冈的一个记载。
But if you see the ethnic group Arya, ethnic group.
Ethnic 是吗？
种族就是你看是雅利安人。
Ethnic group like who is Arya going to the lay people?Most of them, they are militant ethnic groups who are horses, fighting and killing like that. This is how actually they present Aryans.
This is
the
fact.
他说那个，他说但是你如果就是从在下人观点，可能看成所谓种族上雅利安人嘛，但是那种种族性的雅利安人，就是种族学意义上的雅利安人，就是实际上从那他们起源来看，他们是那种。幽默的军事民族，他们骑在马上，然后做各种杀生的事。
Therefore, the Buddha's definition of Arya is no violence. A person who is no violent is Arya.
而佛陀的定义却是雅利安人是非暴力的才是雅利安人。
But according to the lay people definition, Arya is one means violent, soldier, army people, Aryas.
你
According to the Buddha definition, Arya, no violent and what's called and, cultivating sila, samadhi, panya, Arya Buddha. According to lay people, Arya means to sila, no sila, no samadhi, no panya. Therefore, we don't accept the Buddha was not Arya according to the lay people definition.Again, he was Arya according to the Buddhist definition.
佛说对雅利安的定义是就是有戒定慧，然后僧人定义却是没有戒定慧的，二者定义不同。这个雅利安是就是圣者的那个词吗？不就是词吗？
圣者阿利不可能，然后用圣后面加一个人，但是阿利人的本身他也可以当神，就是神圣的，然后道明寺。
就神圣的，就是那个，
就是
那个，
就是
那个神圣的。
他自称雅利安是自称我们神圣，然后比那个非信的那个印度的。
现在的也说自己是。
哦，德国人就是雅利安，我
就是
海瑞，
德国人就是阿利安的词
话。我天哪！那according to definition, Arya means people who have horses.Horses,、horses. They have weapons.
有马有兵器的就是要雅利安。
They can go in battlefields, fight. Okay, they are wealthy. They have made much wealth. And gold and silver and all this possession. They have good houses. Houses. So this is a kind of race, racistic way of judging.
偏见，对，它是一种那个种族主义，偏见的一种那个分类方式。
Racistic way, it is a race, tribe, okay,
yes,
a tribe,
yes,
race.
Yes, yes.
Therefore, now the Buddha does not consider this to be Aryan.
So Buddha is not from the ethnic-religious perspective to define what is Aryan, what is Aryan.
So not, he does not see from the blood, from the blood, from which blood you come, mother and father and so on. He sees from the sila, samadhi panya. Sila, samadhi panya, you are Aryan. Okay. Therefore, now this is the Buddha's definition of Arya. In that case, now the Buddha is Arya because he has sila samadhi panya, not because he has horses and weapons.
Buddha is Aryan, not because he has jilin hui, but because he has horses and weapons. Okay. 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 Okay.
Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay. Okay.
Okay. Okay. 是怎么定义的和四十万有什么不同
？What is the difference between the definition in Thailand and Sri Lanka about the rules?
What definition?
The definition.
A measurement of ropes. A measurement of a rope's size in Thailand. Is there any difference in Thailand and Sri Lanka about the size measurement of ropes?
No, I don't think so. It is a. Now, here it is, we have the, actually now, we have the minimum size of ropes, minimum size. I think we have discussed this matter about in the first Nisargapachitya rule, how much the minimum size of ropes should be. Should be. This is, that is the minimum size. And then the maximum is this. Maximum. Now, the maximum is actually for people who are very tall. Now, as I told them, for the army people, in the Indian army you can find very tall people, like giants. They look like giants, very tall. So, like restless. So now, this is, now the Buddha allowed for such people, if they get ordained, to wear these big robes. It's for them, it's not for us. So therefore now, therefore in Sri Lanka, they make minimum size, little bit more than minimum size. But they don't wear big clothes because it's difficult to wear, it's impractical to wear them. Too much cloth, you get stuck into, what's called, difficult to walk. And I think in Thailand it's the same, there is no difference. Burma, Thailand, Sri Lanka, no much difference in size of ropes.
泰缅是三国加上应该是差不多的，然后那个最小的尺寸定义在什么十多多少？
我那个是十分，尤其是十多的前面几条行，那些
就是最小的尺寸是在十多当中定义的，最大的尺寸是在这里定义的。然后这里定义的最大尺寸是为了给那些特别高大的人。为他们这个做这个定义，就是这种很大的袈裟是不方便穿用的。但是，比如像有贵族个子很高的，比如像在印度的军队里，还有形象巨人一样的人。然后，如果这样的人剃度之后，就他们就要穿很大的袈裟。我想不起来了。
So, okay, now, then any other questions today? You can stop, no? Because already, what is time?
9:55.
I don't know. The other rules.
杜俊明怎么讲？就是八十九号，就是杜俊明怎么讲？
不可能，我们说要听，要考进去。那么就是，或者是调着是正确的，走来走去，走来走去，走了。
So using only 5 minutes is difficult because you,
okay.
Other the rules are. Now tomorrow we will do from Musavadavaga, from Pachitya number one.
Okay.
Okay? Because we did not do anything like that. These are the difficult rules, we skip no. We make only easy rules.
Okay.
Tomorrow we start difficult rules.
Okay.
Because Chaturvimut is coming, no?
Okay.
So then we start difficult rules tomorrow.
Okay. The story is interesting. Interesting story.
Which story?
The Pachitya number one.
Ah, Pachitya number one. Interesting story.
His story is interesting.
Yeah. Okay. You start tomorrow reading. You number one.
Yes.
Number one reading.
Yes.
Yes, you...
Tomorrow evening, I will go to
Buddha
tree,
Buddha
Buddha.
Buddha. Yes. My duty. So, okay, what to do? So, we can go. Who told you to go?
So it's Bodhipuja, it's actually
Bodhipuja.
It's not Bodhipuja, it's Bodhipuja together with Ramibhuja Panti and actually...
Yes, but somebody arranges this kind of
food. Venerable Vinayasa.
Vinayasa, when I get it.
Yes. But I don't know whether he was ordered by some other senior monk or he himself made the decision. But somehow, this is also mentioned here.
Maybe Gunaratana.
Can be Gunaratana also, but it is Venerable Vinayasa who made the chart to decide who is going to go there. But I don't know why. He only arranged not from the lower monastery, not from the mountains. So basically, they have to start from the library and go together with Miguda Bandi from the Kripa Kara and then come back.
Just a moment, what is this?
I know, but who needs the rest because I want to speak to this man because he can relieve him.
We say he came from the duties for this month, next month.